And thanks for tuning in to Live and Local, the newest show on 88.5 KRFY. I'm Susie Prez, your host, each Tuesday evening at 7. Live and Local offers an opportunity for local musicians to share their original songs and stories of their musical journey. Live in the KRFY studios for your listening pleasure. Tonight, my guest is Jake Robin. Hi, Jake.
Hi, Susie.
It's really nice to have you here where you have a new CD you just finished, which is really cool, and you're having a CD release party. And the name of that music project, that CD, is called The Day Falls, Take on Time.
That's it, yeah. Wasn't really sure if it was going to be a band or not, or just if I was kind of messing around with some verbiage, but The Day Falls. Now it's kind of turned into a band, and so I'm kind of excited about that.
You didn't bring the band with you tonight. You're here on your own because you play by yourself quite often, it sounds like.
I do, yeah.
Before we get into all the details of The Day Falls and where you're at musically right now, you play music a lot and you've been writing songs for a while. It's always really nice to get a background on the musician that's the guest tonight. I like to hear about it, and a lot of times it's inspiring for other people to, be creative. So when and how did music start? How did it play a role in your early life? What is your background?
Well, as long as I can remember, there's been music. My sister was just absolutely obsessed at a very early age, and she's about 3 years older than myself, and so I was inundated from an early age. And I never could envision doing anything else when I got older than music.
So when you say an early age, I mean, are we talking 2 years old, five?
But maybe three.
So music was in the home, and your sister played music.
We would do little radio stations similar to this. And
you played radio, got it.
We definitely played a lot of radio. Made quite a few tapes, and tried to perfect our little radio station art.
Oh, that's so fun. I wish I had thought of that. And what role did you play in the beginning? Was it just singing songs, or did you have an instrument? Did you have a piano?
Well, as things developed, I was a singer in high school bands, the proverbial garage band.
Garage band.
Uh-huh. Sure, yeah. And I was in choir in high school, and I took it fairly seriously and took some voice lessons, and then honestly, I was just really frustrated with all the guitar players I played with. I'm like, all right, I got to figure this out, Dad. Will you please get me a guitar for Christmas? And he did.
Nice.
Bless
Dad.
His heart. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, so you weren't playing an instrument up to that point, just really singing.
Singing, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was about 16 when I got my first guitar.
And
started to try to suss that all out.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Portland, Oregon. That's where I was born and raised. Yeah, I moved here about 4.5 years ago or so. Spent pretty much my entire life there and on the Oregon coast in Astoria a little bit there at the end.
And over there in Portland, that's a big music scene now. It's a huge music scene. A lot of musicians are going to Portland.
Yeah.
What's going to happen in Portland?
Right.
And even from here, the Schick Twins have moved over there. And, mm-hmm. And John Craigie's there. I don't know where he grew up. California, I think. And even Holly McGarry, who grew up here and went to Boston to the Berklee School of Music,
right,
and is playing a lot of music on the East Coast, they're all thinking of coming over too. So, or to Portland.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's going to happen there. But anyways, back to you. And so you got your first guitar. And what happened then?
Well, a lot of patience from my parents. As I was sort of fumbling around it, I guess, I really wanted to learn chords. I just wanted to learn songs, I didn't set out to be a great guitar player. I just wanted to know how to do it so I could sing along to it, So I just found some friends that knew some chords and they taught me. And I think I learned a couple of U2 songs. I was really obsessed with them at the time.
Uh-huh. Was it an acoustic guitar or electric?
It was an electric guitar, actually. It was an American-made Fender Stratocaster. And
nice.
It was a pretty guitar.
And so you were playing covers. and really learning how to sing and getting the chords. Did you practice scales?
Yeah, a little.
A little. They say it's an important thing to do.
Yeah, I've heard of this. Later in life, I ventured more into those territories. But no, it wasn't too much longer after that that I started to just hear the melodies in my head and started writing and getting that down.
And that's what I want to really... What was the shift? What came first? The melodies, chord progressions, and then you said, I'm going to put words to these? Or was it you had a story to tell and you found the melody line to go with your story?
Occasionally it would happen like that. Usually it would just be a mumble, a melodic mumble, you know, or there would be some words in it, you know. But strangely, those words would turn into sentences and stories, and it was as if they were, I was just trying to decode them, you know, figure out what deeper in my psyche was really trying to tell me, I suppose. And so it was just a deciphering process a lot, you know, in the beginning, still is. But yeah, it generally just kind of starts as a mumble or a phrase that kind of comes in. But there have been songs that were stories and that the lyrics were already out there or that just kind of wrote themselves and I just followed along.
There's so many versions of songwriting, and I mean, you can go to school for songwriting,
right?
Or a workshop. And I think people approach it in different ways and different ways at different times in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are poets to begin with and really find a venue through music to have those poems come to life.
Right.
In the world.
Absolutely.
Rather than just on a piece of paper with typed words.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it's about this time in the show, since we're talking about your music, I just want to really say that you're having a CD release party at mm-hmm. iCarts this Friday night. We'll get into that a little bit more, but right now, let's just hear one of your songs. Tell us how you found it and how it came about, a little bit of background, the name, and let's hear your music.
All right. Sounds good. You'll have to excuse me. I'm fighting off the tail end of a little pesky cold here, but I'm just going to go for the raspy thing.
Yeah, a little bluesy. Okay, we'll go with that.
A little sultriness. Well, I guess I'll start with the hardest one to sing first. Why not?
Okay. Just tell us a name and a little bit about how it came to life for you.
Well, this song's called How It Ends. It's on the Day Falls, Take On Time. And it came around, strangely enough, I never do this kind of forced gimmicky songwriting techniques, but I did with this song. I was I asked a friend that I was hanging out with. I was really wanting to write a song, and I asked a friend for a letter, any letter, or a letter between A and G, and she said F, and I'm like, great, thanks. And then a word, and she said candle, and I'm like, perfect, great, thanks. And then I went off and wrote this song. Yeah, and that kind of helped. It just kind of got me going on this one. And this song it's about, you know, it's that, just that tried and true, this ain't working, babe.
Another love gone bad thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, it's just sort of about, seeing the oncoming train and, you know, let's say I didn't warn you.
Oh, And this drama is the last act. Don't say I did not warn you about this tragedy.
Wow. Yay, I wanted to clap. That was How It Ends with Jake Robin right here live in the 88.5 KRFY studios for the Live and Local show tonight. And thank you so much for that song. I was, as you were playing, I was listening to the lyrics, and very poetic, actually. You really didn't have a lot to start with as far as a candle and the letter F.
Right.
And you just ran with that, but it went well together. And
I appreciate it.
It's the eighth cut on your CD, which we were going to play to go out of here tonight, but maybe we'll pick a different one. And so you have this CD that you made here in Sandpoint.
Mostly, yeah.
Mastered and resisted somewhere else, or assisted. Oh, that's assisted. Mastered somewhere else at the Lodge.
At the Lodge, yeah, with Emily Lazar in New York City, yeah.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about your CD release party at Eichert's on Friday night. Tell us all about it.
Alrighty. Well, I'm really looking forward to it. It's exciting. I work there, and I got the go-ahead from the boss man to put on the party there. And I'm talking about a party, because we're going to move out the tables. We're at 10 o'clock. We're going to move out the tables. There's acoustic music that opens the night at 8 o'clock. Good friends of mine and great, great talents. Brandon Watterson and Brian Jacobs are both going to be doing their own acoustic sets. And then at 10 o'clock, we're moving out the tables in the front and turning on the disco ball. We brought in subwoofer and lights and the whole deal. Even though this is all acoustic right here now in the studio, the album itself is rather electronic influenced and heavy on the electronic textures and beats and big
party
bass
music.
Lines. Mm-hmm. Yeah, party music for bummed out people. so the day falls are going to, we're going to play from about 10:15 to, you know, like 11:15, 11:30 probably. We are going to do a little Day Falls Unplugged, a little three song interlude sort of section.
You have it all planned out.
Yeah, it's been on my mind for a while. I just had to kind of figure out how to play them. Right? That was the big challenge after getting them out. So, the way that we're doing it is I have remix versions of all these songs that I've stripped out the guitars and the vocals and the pianos and electric guitars and whatnot. And so it's essentially kind of a DJ set that we're mixing and playing on top of that. So Jed Wagner, my dear friend from Spokane and just an incredible, incredible guy and talent, he's going to be playing the piano parts, and it's bonkers how similar it sounds to the album, and yet he ventures off into beautiful territories. And then Reese Warren, who's a co-worker and bud of mine at Eichert's, he's playing the electric guitars. And then Allie Thomas is going to be doing the female harmonies, because there's quite a few of those, as well as playing a djembe and percussion, and she's fantastic. And
the djembe.
Yeah, playing the djembe. But there'll still be the beats that are on the record there. And then So we're going to do that and transition into a full-on DJ club night at Eichert's till 2 in the morning.
Just to have some fun.
Yep, we're going to have fun, and we encourage people to dress up in their club attire and, you know, hang in for the long haul. Because we're in it to win it.
So your band is called The
Day Falls?
The Day Falls. And have you been playing around town?
This is the debut of The Day Falls, yeah.
Okay.
And like I said, you know, when I was producing this record and I did all the production work and all the parts and stuff other than the female vocals, I didn't really know what, I knew I didn't want it to be my name, you know, I wanted some kind of umbrella, or just, I wanted it to be more of an artistic venture than, you know, focused on one guy or whatnot. But as this came closer, this date, these participants wanted in, and I wanted them in, and it's pretty magical what we've done, you know, like in the short amount of time that we've got to spend together. We have to do practices kind of independently, and then we got together for one practice when everybody was actually together the other day, and that was a great feeling for me to hear all these different parts come together.
With the ideas that you've had in your head actually exist together.
With these wonderful people and talented musicians that they are to have it. So we're just hoping we can get about 75% as good as we did it at practice. And then I think, well, we'll be like, oh, okay, that's fine.
And the whole reason you're doing this is?
Well, it's the kickoff for it. You know, like this is what I don't feel much different than I did when I was 6 years old, you know, like quite a few years later, but you know, I finished this record and I want to bring it to people who are interested in it and best possible way I can.
And you feel really good about that.
Yeah. You know, it's peaks and valleys, the process, no doubt, no doubt about it. But yeah, you know, and then having the live show under our belt, I feel like is, you know, that's just something that has to happen.
It's like a kickoff.
Kickoff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So that's this Friday night at Eichardt's. It's a CD release party, and the emphasis is on party. And you mentioned two fellas that are going to open with acoustic sets. That's Watterson.
Brandon Watterson, yeah. He played here.
He played on Live and Local, and the other fellow did too.
Brian Jacobs?
I'm pretty sure he did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'd have to go back in my notes, but...
He's a good friend of mine. One of the first people I met here in town and played, we played a lot of shows together and he's wonderful. They both are.
And a shout out to Andrew Taylor who did your artwork. I know him.
Yeah. Yeah. Andrew. Yeah. He did a fine job. He's a talented guy. Mm-hmm. He's actually playing at, I host every first Tuesday of the month at Eichardt's, like a local, singer songwriter thing. And he's playing, this next first Tuesday. I think it's the 5th.
Okay.
With me.
Well, that's really fun if you ever want that to send them over here. Well, that's on Tuesday, so that's why you didn't get here before now. So let's hear another song. Again, tell us about it and a little bit of background on how it came about.
All righty. Well, this one's going to be played during the unplugged portion of the evening. And this song, it's not on the album, but... I had forgotten that it existed entirely, and then my friend Jed Wagner, who's playing, and also he's DJing at the end of the night, as I am. But anyway, he brought it up to me. He's like, you know, you should revisit Seventh Veil. I'm like, oh yeah, you know, okay. I don't know how it goes or anything. I don't remember any of the words. Fortunately, he had a very interesting recording that I had made some time ago, and very late at night, probably, and fortunately. And so he sent that to me, and then he came up, and he kind of taught me how to play it again.
Your own song.
Yeah. And so he's playing piano on it live, but yeah, it's just a song I wrote many moons ago. Yeah, it's called Seventh Veil.
Traveling through the woods, I met a witch who cast a spell on my heart. She burned Seventh Veil incense, said it's time I do my part. It's time I do my part. She took me to the highest peak, a sort of global lookout, said I'll find when I don't seek a life without doubt, a heart without doubt. Then she vanished into the dark. Like I will Quietly with the stars, Venus shining like a lamp, and I traced the map of my scars, and I placed a hand on my heart, and I vanished into the dust like I will. Like I must, nothing left to touch, oh, nothing left to crush, like I will, like I must. Traveling through space, I gave thanks and offered my service. I filed into nature's ranks, and the cycle of sorrow reversed, and the frightful borrowed the curse. Then she reappeared back from the dust, from the dust. Like I will, like I must, so soft to touch.
Wow, that's some vocal thing you got going on there. It was like an ancient story. It felt like it was in the woods, and this thing's happening in there with this story.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something ancient about it. I don't know how to explain that.
I think that's what Jed kind of latched onto. There was something else going on that he, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I loved it. Great song.
Well, thank you, Susie.
And it's good that you're going to bring it back at the party.
Yeah, we're going to play at the party, yeah. It's going to definitely be the mellow part of the evening.
It sounds like an extravaganza. You've got this...
There you go. I like that word. this,
what is it when they choreograph the evening?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have quite an event there at iCarts on Friday night.
Friday night, yeah. That's what we're going for.
And you do have a little bit of a cover charge, but... You get something for that cover charge.
Well, yep, you have some options there. It's $5 to get in, and good folks of Sandpoint, that goes to paying these fine individuals that are putting in their time and so much time that they've invested.
As they need to be paid.
Yeah, for sure. And but for $15, you get in free, and you get the CD.
And, perfect.
Yeah.
It's well worth it. And, you know, the one thing that's really great about Sandpoint is we appreciate the musicians. And they need to be, it's not about making a ton of money, but it's an exchange of appreciation.
Yeah.
And, you know, just putting together this CD, and let's talk about that for a little bit. It takes time, and it's a passion, and, you know, the songs needed to come to life. I'm sure you felt that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, this little deal took some money to make, too.
It did, yes.
But part of it was made right in your living room. Tell us a little bit about kind of the homemade CD process.
Well, a lot of these songs I started in Portland. Not all of them, but quite a few of them. But same deal. I call my studio Noise, and that's just kind of wherever I'm at a given time. And so I recorded it. A lot of this I recorded on here in South Sandpoint. That's where I finished the album, was in South Sandpoint. And I apprenticed in studios in Portland, and And then I wanted to record a lot of these songs in Portland. And then even at some of these studios that I was apprenticing at, what they were charging, I was like, all right, I'm just going to, again, like the guitar, I'm like, I'm going to go learn how to do this and you know, invest some money in my own gear. So I, over the years, I accumulated some nice stuff and learned how to work it. And so I, you know, but it was quite the process, definitely. I got rather obsessive about it at the end. Unfortunately, I have some really patient friends and a girlfriend towards the end.
Everyone contributes in their own way.
Process,
so yeah. It's not a solo album.
No, definitely. No, not in that
or endeavor.
At all. Yeah.
Everyone has to have a lot of patience. And so you have this equipment and it's in your home in South Sandpoint.
It was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I'm up north of town, but, okay. And now I have a full on, like studio space at the South Sandpoint. It was a pretty small room. Yeah. I just sound treated it and, similar to like what we're doing right now, where mm-hmm. we're at. And it's just been a lot of time. Like I said, a lot of this is pretty electronic and heavy on the editing and production as far as the synthesizers and glitchy kind of sounds and whatnot. And so that's the stuff that I just went over and over and over and over with until I got it just right. And then when I had got it to that point, I sent it off to a mastering studio from somebody who had recorded or mastered some artists that I really appreciated and thought that she did a great job on. So,
and so you send a digital file to New York?
Yeah, I'd send send it over. How did we do it? I think it was called Fetch. It's like this, just file
Dropbox
sharing, Dropbox
kind of
sort of, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah,
amazing. All you have to do nowadays.
Yeah,
and you recorded this multiple tracks mm-hmm. that just overlaid each other. What kind of recording program were you using?
I recorded this entirely in a program called Logic. It's Logic 10. It's a Mac
professional thing.
Oh yeah, it's a great. I mean, a lot of people use Pro Tools, and I cut my teeth in the production game with Pro Tools. But I ended up switching over to Logic because, well, I use Mac products, and it's just the stability and the options were pretty endless. They have some great synths and drum programs and editing abilities. And now it's just I've used it so long that it's muscle memory with me with this particular program. So, yeah, I used all of, but within that, you can bring in a lot of third-party plugins, they call them, or programs in which you can use. So your host is Logic, mine was, and then the rest, I just sort of accumulated other programs.
It's just amazing nowadays. I just want to remind our listeners, this is 88.5 KRFY, and you're listening to Live and Local. I'm Susie Prez, your host, and I'm here in the studios live with Jake Robin. We're talking about music and his songwriting journey and career, and he just has a new CD out called The Day Falls, Take on Time, and there's going to be a party on Friday night at Eichardt's. It's all part of the big picture. And let's hear another song. I just want to get as many as... This is so much fun, and I really appreciate your being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I appreciate it. Well, let's see here. I'll play this guy, In a Gaze. This one's called... I wrote this song quite a while ago. I wrote it during... I don't know if you remember the Daniel Pearl. He was the Wall Street Journal journalist. Who was taken hostage. And unfortunately,
He lost his life.
Yeah, they did what they mm-hmm. did. But during that period, I wrote the song in that before they did that atrocious act. And it's a little odd, but it was a love song. His wife, I remember, she was like pleading with the terrorist, you know, and so I kind of like thought about maybe what he would think about, like, if he knew that kind of the end was coming, and imagined her in that cell that he was in, and so try to create just this like lovely cell to die in, I guess.
With a moment in time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is called the Gaze.
In a Gaze.
In a Gaze.
Yeah. Underneath your guard,
could lock ourselves away in a cozy cage, lost in a gaze. I wanna watch
absolutely stunning, you know, poetically, and your vocals, just beautiful.
Thank you, Susan.
Yeah. You really captured something there.
I was
moved.
I was definitely moved.
Yeah.
And then to find out how it ended was it was really tragic and super. It hit me in a major way.
I can tell. And wow. Thanks for doing that. Taking music often can transform things, you know, the pain of a relationship, the beauty of a relationship, as that song
that
actually did both, you know. And so that was good. And that's one of the things about music, is just talk about your songwriting a little bit more. You know, they say that 98% of songs are about love and love lost. But I had these young people in yesterday for a little interview at 4, and he kind of combined the thought of the prairie and, you know, the sky and all this stuff, but brought it back symbolically or metaphorically back to love again.
Mm-hmm.
So, or thoughts of this and that. But so how is it for you? What do you find your thematic approaches?
Well, I'm a softy at heart for sure. Always kind of wore my heart on my sleeve when I was growing up. I get this rap at work that I'm Mr. Doom and Gloom, but I feel like there's usually some light, some glimmer of hope in my songs. Generally it's something that moves me, you know, emotionally, and oftentimes that is sadness, you know, or loss, or being right on the brink of losing something, you know, that you cherish, and maybe during that process of almost losing it, you realize it's, you know, how much it really matters to you, and kind of brings it all back. So a lot of them are written out of that place. I never was good at writing angry songs, though I wanted to be able to be good at that. And a lot of the bands I enjoyed, I'm like, why can't I do? Why I don't get it? They just always come out so like sappy, soft. But there are a couple of songs that are really inspired by that, just sort of a total disillusionment with the world and, you know, anger and those. But, you know, and those kind of on this album, they are represented more with bigger, maybe darker sounding beats and grooves or whatnot.
More rhythm.
Yeah, more rhythm, and just more like a mantra of discontent.
Well, it's nice to explore a lot of different ways to express yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's really what you're doing when you write a song and put it to music. The words, the melody lines, whatever, the rhythm.
Yeah.
It's an expression, and we're not static. We're not linear. We're not one thing. You
exactly.
have lots of facets to who you are, and it's not always just about who you are. Mm-hmm. It could be something such as that last song that you experienced someone else's reality and wrote about it.
Sure.
Because you were moved by it.
Oh yeah.
So you combine forces there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, and I'm in a really great place in my life, which is kind of bumming me out, because I think I'm losing my edge here.
Nothing to write about.
I do, but so fortunately I have a well of stuff from the past.
Memories.
Yeah.
Right there.
When it wasn't so good. Right now I'm kind of focusing more on there came a time when I've kind of put a cap on the songwriting, like just stop, you know, doing that and finish what you've got and mm-hmm. record them and get them out. So I'm excited to explore songwriting again. It's been a little bit, so.
Because you've taken those songs that were just sitting on the shelf and finalized them and put them onto a CD,
right.
A hard thing here that now they're done.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the things with songwriting. Sometimes you explore that with people and a song evolves to some point in time where it's done.
Yeah, and it needs to go away.
It needs to go away, unless you're performing it.
Well, yeah. But
then it's in the moment and it's different.
Close that chapter, you know, because it's that adage, you know, of emptying the teapot before you can, you know, put in more hot water.
Right.
So sometimes you just gotta let them go.
There's a lot we could talk about. I just want to remind our folks that this is, our listeners, that this is 88.5 KRFY. This is a live and local show. And I'm in the studio, live and local, with local singer, songwriter, and musician Jake Robin. And we're talking about his latest CD release. He's got a CD party coming up on Friday at Eichhardt's. And when does it start again? You've got a couple openings.
8 o'clock, the music starts, the acoustic sets from Brian Jacobs and Brandon Watterson. And then at 10:15, that's when the Day Falls go on. And we'll play for like about an hour and a half or so. And then it's straight DJ music, kind of trance-influenced, mm-hmm. Breakbeat, some dubstep, club music.
I think this is, the way you've explained it, this is going to be one of those parties to remember that people will be talking about for a while.
That's
your point, right?
that's
your
what we're plan. Shooting for.
Okay, and that's we'll Friday night at Eichhardt's. Let's hear some more songs. We have about 15 more minutes, and just want to hear as much live music, because part of live and local, really, these songs right now that we're hearing are being heard. And we are recording this, by the way. It will be on our website. You can listen to this interview again or tell your friends who missed it. That's at krfy.org. We'll probably get on tomorrow sometime. But, you know, it's in the moment, so I like that.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're hearing.
Lot of fun.
Yeah. Tell us about your new other song you're going to play for us right now.
Alrighty. I'm kind of torn between two right now, but I'm going to go with my instincts. So this song is called Virgins Again, and this is another one that was sort of written out of that same era, actually. It was during the drum up to the Iraq War. Obviously, Saddam was a shady character, but I had, he's a human, and I felt like he needed a song about him, kind of. So I wrote him a song.
You wrote I can't wait to hear it.
I guess it's sort of about him, or from his perspective.
A parody or something?
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
Tell me where so-called life of sin. Now, lover, don't tell me where you've been, 'cause we could be virgins again. Now we could be virgins again. Now,
it sounded like a prayer almost. It was very, very beautiful. Your vocals, I just keep really, I don't know if it's this room or what, but are we fortunate that you found your voice?
Shucks, I think it's the room.
And you have a cold. Maybe it's the cold.
Yeah, geez, cold. Yeah, that's it. It's the room and the cold.
So where do you want to take your music?
Well, I want to take it to people that want to hear it, you know, and it's challenging these days, but it's just, you know, it's a multi-headed dragon, and I plan on feeding all of those dragon heads and getting them, you know, because there's so many aspects. But, you know, I've got my website up, www.thedayfalls.com, or you can go to jakerobin.com, and it links my good buddy Kyle and Jimmy put it together over at Candid. Computers, they did a great job, and so that kind of links to everything. So now that I got that going, CD out, and the live show close to under the belt, I want to take it, you know, to people who want to hear it. But the important thing is giving them the opportunity to hear it. You know, mm-hmm. Can't just sit there and wait for them to come to you, because they won't.
Well, we will put it into our live and local CD catalog here at KRFY, because we have a show every Friday and Tuesday night. It's called Norwestern, and it's hosted by Jack Peterson, and it just plays local music.
That's wonderful.
So the Day Falls will be in there.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much.
As soon as I can get it in. And, you know, that's the bottom line. You want people to hear your music. You could do a tour.
Yeah.
And that's another way you can get the word out there and really getting your fan base kind of together. Well, you've mm-hmm. got one here, so and that's one more on the positive side. And I don't think anyone that heard your music will hear your music that won't love it. So that's just my theory. And then a really obscure question, and I don't always ask this question, but I feel like I want to ask it tonight. Where do you think music comes from? Way out there kind of question.
I've heard two theories, and one of them kind of resonated a lot with me. I took Indian singing lessons for a spell there, and the way that the teacher described it was that it's already written, and it's kind of like that decoding thing, but they're dead serious about it. They're just hearing it, they're deciphering it, they're putting themselves in a mindset in which they can listen to it. I think it's kind of always been there, and, you know, the universe is so immense and so expansive that you just, you know, got to listen and get out of the way. I think it comes from that. And there's so many different forms. And if, you know, where your heart is at, where your sensitivity is at, if you listen, I think it'll come through you if you're so inclined.
That's pretty good. Yeah. And you said Indian music, is that Native American or East Indian?
East Indian, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know Pete Hicks?
I do not.
Okay.
I want to. Mm-hmm. Hi, Pete.
I think he spent a lot of time in India and has, you know, sitar playing abilities and a little bit of that background. We'd love to hear another song. We have enough time.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Alrighty. So this is an oldie. This is on the record. It's called Before the Pharaohs. Trojan War, before the Pharaoh.
chemical warfare. I'll still be there. We don't need bomb shelters, politicians to hell with you. We don't need no real estate or to carry gold's weight. We were here for Greg B. Mapped out centuries.
Thank you. That was Before the Pharaohs.
Before the Pharaohs.
Kind of different than, I mean, thematically, it's still connecting to the whole love thing, but way out there, you know, looking at the big picture.
Yeah, I was walking on the beach staring at the universe. And yeah, my friend, I played it for my friend. He's like, you remember all that stuff in school? I'm like, I don't know. Some of it.
Well, just I think I'm going to ask you to play a song as we go out to the top of the hour. It might be short that we get to hear it. But before we do, I just want to say thank you for being my guest here tonight, Jake Robin. What a pleasure. Really nice to have you. You have a CD release party coming for your new CD called The Day Falls, Take on Time. And that's at Eichardt's on Friday night. And everyone's welcome.
Absolutely. And thank you, Susie. It's absolutely been a pleasure.
Yeah.
It's been a great time.
How wonderful. Just so after, this is the last edition of Live and Local for a while. I'm taking a break through the summer months. I'll be back in the fall because there are so many great musicians in our community and we want them in the studio and we want to hear their music because this is another way for our community to appreciate what's going on because it's pretty phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And I feel that it was just so special to have you here tonight.
Wonderful. My pleasure.
Yep. And so this is 88.5 KRFY. Jake, just take us out.
All right. This is The Charm. Charm. It's in my
88.5 KRFY, community-supported public radio